We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Parler. And of course, follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay informed on all the latest show updates. You can get links to our stories and our guests. Speaking of which, joining us now is our friend Todd Starnes. He's a conservative columnist, author, and longtime award-winning journalist and radio commentator. His daily radio presence has His daily radio presence has reached millions of listeners and hundreds of stations, and his syndicated column is also read by millions. Todd, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hi, John. Always great to hang out with you. Thank you.
Appreciate it. And apparently you may be president someday. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take a pass on that one. Would not mind being press secretary. So.
I could see that. And you could handle that. You could stand up to the press, especially if they're as nice to you as they are to Jen Psaki. I've never seen as many underhanded pitches as she gets. Talk about a difference in press administrations, right?
I have a few thoughts about Jen Psaki, but I'll circle back on that later.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I did want to ask you, it's amazing the two differences, the way the press is treating this administration between this one and the previous one, isn't it? It's like night and day, the way the press is treating the Biden administration versus the Trump administration. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it's not a head scratcher, is it?
Well, John, one of the reasons why they no longer do on television the head-to-toe body shots on live television of the press secretary is because you would see the White House press corps giving her foot massages.
Yeah.
This is the intimacy of the relationship they have with Jen Psaki, and this is how they behave. I mean, again, when you look at what's happening with the border and the children being housed in the same kinds of facilities that they were housed in the Trump years, the mainstream media now describes those cages as you know, rooms or detention centers. They're very nuanced in how they cover things now that Joe Biden is in office.
Well, it's same thing when, you know, Barack Obama did it. They turned a blind eye to that. When Trump did it, they kind of had forgotten that Barack Obama has done the same thing. You know, one thing I wanted to point out, I saw that you listened to your commentary on this. This week is the 1 year mark of 30 days to flatten the curve. And as far as I've noticed, we took a little bit longer than what they were predicting. I'm curious, you know, have we flattened the curve yet? I mean, we've destroyed the economy. We've put hundreds of thousands of people out of work. We've destroyed hundreds of thousands of businesses. Are we there yet, Todd?
Well, it's not about flattening the curve. It's about flatlining the country.
Yeah.
And I think, John, that they are close to accomplishing that task. I think we're in a pretty precarious state right now. I know a lot of people, you know, their economic indicator is how well Wall Street is doing. Well, that's a completely different animal than what's happening on Main Street. And I can tell you where I live in Memphis, Tennessee, that the economy is struggling. Many businesses are still closed. People want to go back to work. The schools are closed. People want to send the kids back to school. They cannot do that. People do not want a handout from the government.
No.
They want to be able to go back to work, and they want the government out of their business. And I'm very concerned about the restlessness that is out there. And I think people are becoming desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. And I think ultimately that's the end goal of these Democrats. They want the conservatives in this country to explode and rampage through the streets so they can label all of us, you know, racist or white supremacist or something of that nature.
No, I think you're right. And I think fatigue is definitely setting in. And I worry that this is just going to be with us forever. I mean, Dr. Fauci, just this week, you know, he's talked again about the need to wear now two masks. You know, the vaccine works, but maybe it doesn't work against new strains. Now they're saying we most likely will have to wear masks and have lockdowns with us well into 2021, even though Biden said, you know, everything was going to be fixed in his first 100 days. It just seems like they want to stretch this thing out and, of course, use it as an excuse to justify continued power grabs.
Yes. And, you know, again, what is the reason for that? I think there's a much broader story here. If you get the American people hooked on these monthly checks from the government, if you're able to really consolidate business into these large mega stores like Walmart or Costco or what have you, and you can destroy small business, you really do destroy the backbone of this country. And what happens when you have the American people reliant upon the federal government for health care, for housing, for food, and for the basic necessities of life? Well, you have the makings of a socialist country. And that to me is the broader concern, is that this country is being conditioned to embrace socialism once the bottom finally does drop out of the economy.
Yeah. And you know, we're talking about Joe Biden here. You know, he was sold as a moderate, but now we've had 52 plus executive orders. And he's certainly not governing as a moderate. He's I would say he's probably the most radically liberal president that we've had. And even if you look at some of his picks for his cabinet positions, he's been wrong on almost every issue so far. Just this week, President Biden's attorney general nominee Merrick Garland refused to say if illegally crossing the border is a crime. His transportation secretary has hinted at raising the gas tax. I mean, John Kerry this week said that we have 9 years left to avert a climate crisis. I mean, where's the moderation? Where's the middle of the road with a reaching across the aisle? These people have no desire to reach across the aisle and try and govern from a centrist perspective.
And again, keep in mind that this is, you know, Joe Biden is not pulling the strings here. Somebody else is. And we're talking about the radical progressives who run the Democrat Party. I mean, Joe Biden does not even realize he is president of the United States on some days. And you hate to say that, but it's pretty evident to me that the man cannot even read a teleprompter correctly. So you have to wonder, okay, who is in charge right now? And it really is the radical left. I mean, look at the past week they've been talking about the Equality Act, which will just decimate women's sports. I mean, did you ever think you would see the day where evangelical Christians would be on the same side of an issue as radical feminists like the National Organization of Women? But this is where we are right now. I mean, John, we actually had a story come out just a few days ago about how Hasbro was eliminating Mr. Potato Head, and they were going for a genderless Mr. Potato Head, now called simply Potato Head. I mean, there is some freaky stuff going on in America's toy box.
Yeah, talk about asinine. But this is the culture that we're living in, where they're so afraid of either offending or they feel the need to pander to so many of these diverse groups that you can't, except Christians, of course. That's the one group that you don't have to pander to. That's the one group that you can offend and that you can attack. That's the one group that it's okay to be biased against, is Christians. We're talking with nationally syndicated talk show host Todd Starr. Barnes, Todd, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was Biden's COVID relief plan. I mean, even that's a radical one. It's $1.9 trillion. It's chock full of socialist wish list items, most of which isn't even related to COVID. And the last thing I noticed, it was about 95% of it doesn't even get implemented until 2022. I mean, it's even got the, you know, stuff like the $15 federally mandated minimum wage. How is this thing even COVID relief? I mean, why don't we just say what it is? It's thank you for electing me, and I'm paying off all those debts that I owe to people who got me elected.
Yeah, that's a great point. And, you know, one of the things that really strikes me, and in addition to being a radio host, I own a radio station. And, you know, I am by definition a small business owner here in Memphis. And the idea that the federal government is going to come in and mandate that we pay workers $15 an hour minimum wage is, quite frankly, oppressive, but it makes absolutely no sense. Now, I will say this, that, you know, fortunately, when we bought the company, we implemented a $15 minimum wage. You know, that's our base pay.
But that's your choice.
That's my decision, right, as the owner of the company. Now, if we were in a situation where we could not have done that, you know what would happen if the government mandated that? We'd have to start laying people off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so this is ludicrous.
And you know, a radio station in Memphis can afford that. A radio station out in Hayes, Kansas can't. And that's the difference. They're doing this across the country in not taking into account that $15 an hour in Memphis isn't the same as $15 an hour out in Garden City, Kansas. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, I had a fascinating conversation with an elected House member here in Kansas recently. And we were talking about who do we think is going to carry the Republican banner into the presidential election in 2024. And I said, you know, I'm talking to Todd Starnes on Sunday. I'm going to ask him. So, Todd, I know it's early, but you know politics. You know these guys are already thinking about it. They're looking at, okay, who's going to, you know, when am I going to start going to Iowa? When am I going to start? They have to start planning these things. You know, is it Kristi Noem? Is it Mike Pompeo? Is it Donald Trump? Who do you think will be best suited to carry our banner into 2024?
Right now, the only person I see who is remotely close is the one man who did not vacation in Cancun when the state of Texas was without power. That would be Donald John Trump. I think that he is right now, if you ask me at this very moment, who is the person? It's Donald Trump. Maybe Ron DeSantis.
Governor of Florida.
I think he's done a terrific job. He certainly does have that the charisma. And he has that Trump attitude. I do like Kristi Noem. Maybe even as a VP. I mean, she's done a terrific job as well. But the problem is, right now we've got a lot of ground between now and 2024. We don't know what's going to happen in 2022. I would like to see President Trump out there on the campaign trail, and if he is able to win back the Senate and the House for Republicans, I think he is the standard bearer of the party. I think he's going to be the nominee.
I think you're right. And I think you're right about those midterm elections. That's when you'll really find out who's positioning and who helps.
And I want to say something, if you don't mind, about Ted Cruz, I actually defended. But Ted Cruz made a tactical mistake, and it was not going to the Ritz-Carlton in Cancun. The problem was he apologized for it. And I had him on my show a couple of days ago, and the first question I asked Senator Cruz, sir, are you a lineman for the county? Do you know how to repair a power line? If you do, then shame on you for leaving the state. If you don't, good for you for finding a place where you could be warm and keep your family safe.
Yeah, and it's so typical of the left to attack us when we have a mistake like that. I kind of think you're right. I mean, what could he have done other than, you know, be there and take a few phone calls, which he could have done from a remote location? I kind of think you're right. He should have just stayed out of it. But, you know, that's what the left does. Before I let you go, Todd, I wanted to ask you about last week's passing of Rush Limbaugh. I listened to your Toddcast from last Thursday. You said some very nice things about Rush. I just wanted to get your thoughts, your reflections before I let you go here. I know we're coming up on a break, but you said some wonderful things about Rush.
Well, you know, when we were actually in the middle of my show and word came down, and so we just literally blew out the entire show and opened up the phones. And it's sort of weird because my show airs the same time as Rush's. But he influenced the culture, and everybody knows Rush Limbaugh. We love Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh is one of those rare people who could really speak to the masses. You know, he could speak to the heartland, and there's a reason for that. You know, he was born and raised in Cape Girardeau in Missouri, just right at the Mississippi River from us here in Memphis. And I think those values really influenced him as a broadcaster. But here's the thing that most people miss about Rush Limbaugh. It's not that he was, you know, a rock solid conservative, which he was. He was an entertainer, and you know, that 3 hours you listened because you didn't know what was going to happen, and you had a good time. He was a brilliant communicator, just a funny guy, and was just incredibly generous with his time and his money. And you know, I know there are going to be a lot of people trying to carry the mantle of Rush. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. You know, he was one of these once in a lifetime kind of radio broadcasters, much like Paul Harvey was back in the day. So he was a blessing to me. You know, his brother is my agent, David Limbaugh, just a beautiful family. And we're going to miss Rush.
No, I think you're right, Todd. And you're right. I don't think anybody's going to fill his shoes. I think we can just sort of maybe carry on his legacy if we can. Todd, thank you for joining us, my friend. If folks want to listen to some of your Toddcasts or get in touch with you, they can visit toddstardens.com. Also, they need to get a copy of Culture Jihad, right? They can do that from the website as well, correct?
That's right. And the new book is coming out. It's my very first devotion book, and it's stories, inspirational stories from the heartland called Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl.
Devotions with a Drawl. That's great. When is that coming out?
Well, it comes out in June, it comes out the first part of June, but you can pre-order it now wherever you get your books, John.
Perfect. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. Again, it's toddstarns.com, and we actually play some of your highlights here on KNSS. They can catch the little 2-3 minute snippets here on KNSS, and we'll have you back on the show again. Thank you for joining us, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thanks. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
We'll take a quick break, and then Scott Whitlock from Newsbusters is going to try to explain why the mainstream media has been neglecting the stories about Governor Andrew Cuomo covering up the COVID death of thousands of seniors in his state's long-term care homes. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.